Introduction. Obesity can be viewed as a disease. I would say around two-thirds of Americans are overweight, and this somewhat leads to the idea that obesity is a norm. Technology also does not help, as it makes more things automated and leaving you less work to do. There are several signs to know if you are overweight or not. You see the bump of fat all around your body. You have difficulty breathing, can't run for more than 10 seconds before running out of breath. The lid of the ketchup jar is too tight for you to open normally, but your younger sister can do that easily. Another method is using the BMI index. It is measured by dividing your height by weight. That method itself is not reliable, as it can be misleading for some people. Another scientific method to know if you're fat or not are to measure the waistline. The waistline is measured and then it is compared with your shoulder length. The bigger your waistline is, the more obese you are. Being a little overweight is not a big problem. If you have a bigger waistline but you exercise, eat properly and lead a healthy lifestyle, then you do not need to go on a diet. This book is for people who know that they can't wear anything smaller than XL size. They are the people that should be worried. Other than clothes problem, they also need to worry about health complications like Blount's disease, where you gain too much weight and it deforms your lower leg bones. Arthritis is a problem where the joint of the bones are overused, causing wear and tear. This is not unusual to the older generations, but younger obese people will face that problem. Sleep apnea is also another serious problem for obese people. It is a problem where you sometimes stop breathing, thus interrupting your sleep and having little rest. This can also lead to heart problems. High blood pressure is also another common problem obese people faced. The heart needs to walk extra hard to pump blood, and it will cause more pressure on your arteries. Prolonged condition will cause the heart and arteries to wear out. Depression is one of the common mental problem obese people have. Because of their size, they are usually the main target for bullying, jokes and criticism. This also causes them to have lower self-esteem. When there is too much fat in the body, the insulin will have a hard time getting glucose to the cells. Thus, more insulin is needed to maintain a normal blood sugar level. If there is too much resistance for the insulin, the problem might progress into diabetes. If there is too much fat in the liver might suffer from scarring, inflammation, or even permanent liver damage. Obese female may suffer from polycystic ovary syndrome, where they miss their period or even not get one at all. This can lead to excess testosterone hormones that cause acne, excess hair growth, and even baldness. The testosterone hormone will also interfere with the ovulation process and cause infertility. If you look at all the health complications that comes with excess eating and lack of exercise, you shouldn't be surprised if most of the obese people do not live past 60. When they realize that, it is when the need to diet comes out and they want to do something before. Diet will not work if you do not exercise. A rough average of the daily caloric need for a male adult is 2,000. This varies between people as they have different metabolism rate, body build, and even daily activities done. If you are a person that just sits at home and does not exercise at all, then you would not see a big result in your diet. You will be consuming 2,000 calories a day, but you are only burning off 2,500 calories a day. So it will take a long time to see a proper result for your diet. There is also a high possibility that you will fail in your first attempt to diet. It can be of various reasons, but you shouldn't give up. It takes a lot of tries to find the perfect diet plan for yourself, and you should look at past mistakes to see what you can learn from them. Also know that you can be an inspiring model to your family and friends who want to take up dieting. You should support them in their diet, so their success will help give you more confidence in your diet. How they work. Losing weight is simple: lose more calories than you can eat. We eat because it is a necessity. The food we consume will be processed by our body, breaking them down and only keeping what is needed while throwing out the rest. We do tasks daily and our body uses calories and nutrients from our food to do all that task. But our body only needs a certain amount of calories to do all those. All the unused calories will be stored in our body as fat. The problem with our body is there is no way to tell it to stop storing calories. All excess calories will be converted into fat no matter how much fat you have in your body already. Most of us would always eat more than we need, taking in all those extra calories to thus being overweight. So a diet is supposed to help you lose those extra calories. A diet is an eating plan where you would control the amount of calories taken. Eating less is not the only way to diet. Since the goal is to eat fewer calories, you can have constant food but it is low on calories. So food like fruits or vegetables is low on calories if you compare it on the same amount with other food like meat. When you are dieting, you will be eating less than normal. So you would feel hungrier throughout the day and feel more unsatisfied when you finish your meal. It cannot be avoided since you're after all trying to lower your calorie intake. Do not be mistaken with skipping meals or starving yourself. Those will only worsen your diet conditions. What diet would include is to help suppress that hunger, let it be psychologically or physically. Diet will always prepare you psychologically first before starting it. This is to ensure that you will be able to keep on the diet plan for the whole duration and reach your goal. Diet plans will also give you alternative snacks that you can eat to suppress your cravings. When you are on a diet, don't think that you will be having rule of thumb. When you want to keep a diet plan, discipline is one of the most important factors. Weight loss through proper diet will take from months to years to achieve your proper weight. Diet that is extreme and promotes speedy result can turn into a form of yo-yo dieting. Yo-yo dieting is a term where a person following a diet and manage to lose his weight but eventually will eat and gain more than he lose. This happens because the diet he followed was too extreme, limiting his food intake and forbidding a lot of food category. So he cannot take all these diet thus giving in and eating more. Or it can be due to facts about diet and weight loss. If a particular diet don't work is because it causes you starve yourself. This in turn leads you to have major craving afterward, making you lose willpower and eat more than you are supposed to. It feels like you get out of control emotionally and physically. When you go on a diet, it is not about keeping watch on the food you eat. There are several other factors you should know about before starting your diet. The problems you will be facing or how to prepare yourself physically and mentally are just an example what some diet plan does not touch about. First of all, you will encounter food cravings when you are doing your diet. It is fairly unavoidable, but you can do several things to suppress it. First, you can eat healthy snacks like celery or grapes. These healthy snacks will help in suppressing some of the cravings you have by filling your stomach with it. So it is best that you don't avoid meals when you're on a diet. An empty stomach will just make you want to eat even more. Starving yourself is also a bad idea. This will cause you to crave even more and break your diet. Sometimes your hunger can just be an indication that you are thirsty, not hungry. Keep yourself hydrated or drink a cup of water before you. When you pick a diet to follow, you should consider a few diet plans that might be similar to the one that you are already doing. This is to diversify the diet. Following the same diet that you hate over and over again will have a negative effect on your willpower later on. This might even cause you to abandon your diet. So by diversifying your diet, you will find a diet plan that you'll like and won't feel bored watching what you eat. You can cycle diet plan by weekly or monthly, making the diet eating plan fresh. If you are offered food, try to politely refuse the food offered first by explaining to the host that you are watching your weight. He should understand your situation and not pursue it. But if the host kept on insisting that you have some, and then take a smaller portion of the food. Eating a smaller portion is always better than taking a full course, and you should not feel that you are offending the host by eating so little. Do take note that if you have broken one of your diet meals, this does not mean your whole day is ruined and you should not continue to follow your diet plan for the rest of the day. Just continue your day as if you'd never broken your diet in the first place. Preparation. Evaluate yourself. What is it I exactly want? It's important to make preparation before you begin your diet. What is at most important is that you understand what you're getting yourself into and what exactly you want out of it. Like they say, an arrow without the target never misses. Before boiling down to carrying out this diet, it is vitally important that you understand you will need to have a plan. You can call it your supercharged weight loss battle plan, or come up with something original for yourself. Give it a name, especially one that emotionally charges you and motivates you, that makes you want to get up each morning to do what it takes to get fit, lean and beautiful, giving yourself the body you have always wanted. As the saying goes, failing to plan is planning to fail. With that in mind, you will now, not later, now decide what exactly you want out of yourself. Tell yourself right now what is your ideal outcome. Now write it down in a piece of paper stating what exactly you want. Make sure you did this before you continue. I'm watching you, come on, go take a piece of paper and write this down. Now you really want this, don't you? Then do this right now, and you can have it. Okay, welcome back. Assuming that you have already done this. Continuing. Now, note how it feels to have the body, to get what you want. Does it feel good? Do you feel vitalized, energized? Do you feel like you can take on the world? Do you feel sexy and beautiful? Do you feel like you can woo any man or woman with your charm and charisma? Do you feel oi, sumi? Notice how you feel, and jot them down in words, single word for each feeling you get to help quickly remind you how it feels like to get what you want when you look at your supercharged battle plan. What I have gone through with you will be your supporting pillar to getting what you want. The intended result is for you to be forward-looking towards your drop-dead gorgeous body. If you do not find yourself looking forward towards it, ask a different question to yourself. Ask questions that gives you an emotionally charged answer that motivates you and gives you the courage, confidence and determination to march forward to claim what is rightfully yours. You have every right to have a drop-dead gorgeous body you want, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise, including yourself. Congratulations if you have successfully completed this process. Now you have a supporting pillar, your own personal coach per se. Each morning when you wake up, begin your day by reading and imagining what you have written for your supercharged battle plan. Watch the words closely as they come alive and live inside your body. Notice that these words will slowly affect your subconscious mind, that within the next 7 days, you will start noticing many of the tasks you deem to require effort become effortless. Like, begin with the end in mind is based on the principle that all things are created wise. There's a mental or first creation, and a physical or second creation to all things. Tilda Stephen R. Covey from The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. The preparation you have done is based upon Stephen Covey's rock-solid principle. It's the second principle or habit that he mentions in his book titled The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. You do not need to know exactly how it works. You only need to make it work for you. However, if you are interested, I would personally recommend that you could read or download the free audio on this website. You may get a better idea about beginning with the end in mind. Link to visit to learn more about habit number 2 of Covey's 7 habit, begin with the end in mind. www.philosophersnotes.com/ideas/show/Stephen Covey. Stephen Covey, begin with the end in mind. Eating habit. The most fundamental way to lose weight is to burn more calories than you consume. A diet helps you achieve that goal by limiting your food intake. The less food you take, the fewer calories you store and the more calories lost you will get per day. Eating less sounds like a simple idea to follow, but there is more you need to do. A constant eating habit is first what you need to achieve. Naturally, we would only need to eat 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch and dinner. The snacks in between is optional depending per person. When you are on a diet, you need to train your body to accept food at a fixed time every day. This is to tell your body when it should start working on the food you eat and prepare your body's metabolism. For each meal that you eat, you should plan to break them down into 2. So breakfast, greater than snacks, greater than lunch, greater than snacks, greater than dinner. You just need to have smaller portions for breakfast, lunch and dinner while eating healthy snacks to last in between. What this do is to let your body to fully burn all the calories that you eat and only store enough for the day. By breaking down your meals into smaller portion and more frequent, you would not have to worry about eating too much at one time. When you have your meals, try having them with people. This social meal helps you to be more wary about the food you eat and also be able to be a role model for the children. When you eat in front of the computer or TV, it might lead to overeating. The snacks that you kept putting into your mouth will build up over time and causing you overeat. When you eat, the first part of digestion is already happening when you start chewing in your mouth. The food is first broken down into smaller pieces and then passed to the stomach to finish up. So when you do not chew properly, bigger food chunks will enter the stomach and be poorly digested. This will lead to more fat formation in the body. Also, the body takes a while to process whether you are full or not. So if you eat and chew slower, you can let the body to process the information to the brain whether you should stop eating or not. After your meal, do not go to sleep immediately. By doing that, you are telling the body to rest while there is still food inside your body. Partial digestion will lead to more fat. So actually try to walk around after your meal. This will keep the blood flowing so your body will be able to distribute the energy around your body more equally. This also means you should not eat for 3 to 4 hours before you sleep. This is to let your body properly digest your dinner before preparing to go to sleep. Food to avoid. When you go on a diet, it is inevitable certain food will go into do not eat list. These food usually contain high calories / sugar / fat and other unnecessary nutrients to your body. So these few food that is listed below is food that you should avoid but not ban forever. The word never is a negative word that should not be used in your diet. You are just eating it less frequent. If you are a heavy drinker, then you should start slowing down on your drinks. 1 12-ounce beer a day can make you gain 0.5 kilo in a week if you do not exercise. A 100 gram for beef will contain around 167 calories, but 100 gram of celery will contain only 16 to 17 of calories. So if you bring them up to serving size, which you think will be able to keep your stomach full but still keep healthy. Of course, you would pick a serving of celery. It is normal as meat contains a lot of saturated fat. Cakes are not far behind when it comes to calories count. A normal piece of pound cake contains around 360 calories, which most of it comes from fat. Even a fat-free pound cake contains 240 calories. Avoid snack bars, they are loaded with calories that are more than beer. Potato chips always contain a lot of salt and fat. 10 pieces of it can give you over 100 calories. Fast foods are never low on calories. They are always deep fried, contains a lot of fat and sugar. Meat sausages are a mixture of mostly unwanted meat and they contain a lot of fat. Vegetarian sausages are a better alternative. One piece of a normal glazed donut has even more calories than a can of beer, 240 calories. Eggs overall should be avoided. Most of the calories and cholesterol comes from the egg yolk. The egg white is relatively low on cholesterol and calories count is not high. But most food that has egg mixed in usually includes the egg yolk as well. So when you eat any eggs you cook yourself, try to skip the egg yolk. Ice creams are flagged for high calories. Most ice cream is made with full cream milk, that is the main cause of the high calorie count. Not all nuts are made equal. Some are good for your diet while others have a lot of calories packed in them. Be sure to check first which nuts you should eat for your diet. Food to eat. For your diet, you should already know what food you should avoid. Now you need to know what food to eat. In a diet, you would need a balanced meal through the whole day. So taking in account the food restriction, most of your meal would come from vegetables and fruits. If you take a look at the food pyramid, it would already show you what food your body needs and what it least needs. Carbohydrate is the most important for the body to produce energy. It is followed by fruits and vegetables and then meat with nuts and finally salt, oil and etc. The basic body only needs on an average of 2000 calories a day, so you should not exceed that. Your serving of carbohydrate can be less in a day and this can be covered up by eating more vegetables and fruits. If you can avoid any meat, then please do so. Fruits and vegetables are not known to have a lasting filling effect, so when you choose to snacks, choose one that is low on calories, salt and sugar. Another thing to take note is that you need to consider the glycemic index of each food. The glycemic index is determined by how fast glucose enters your bloodstream as glucose. The lower the index, the slower the absorb rate will be. Naturally, we would want food that is low on the glycemic. Slower absorption, the less glucose we take into our body. Other than helping us to lose weight, we would also be able to control our sugar level. Foods that have low glycemic index are usually fruits and vegetables, while bread, grains, Starches in pasta have high glycemic index. Negative calorie also would determine what diet food you should have. Negative calorie means you would need to burn the same or even more calories just to digest the food. An example is where you are given a choice of 150 calorie of hard cookie to 100 calorie of a soft cake. While most of us would take the soft cake because it has a lower calorie index, the correct answer will be choosing the hard cookie. The soft cake is easy to digest and your body will absorb the full calorie. Meanwhile, the hard cookie will need more calories to digest it and your body will spend 80 calories to just digest the cooking, so it means you only take in 70 calories into your body. Food diary. When you are doing your diet, it is important to keep a food diary. It is to keep track of your daily to monthly consumptions and count the calories intake. It is to let you keep track of your progress so you would know what went wrong or if there is anything that needs improvement. In your diary, you should include these few things: the estimated size of the serving that you had, the kind of food did you eat. The more specific you can get, the better. If you are adding any extra such as ketchup or salad dressing, be sure to write them down as well. The time when you ate that food. Were you alone when you had your meal or alone? Where did you have your meal? Did you do anything while you were eating, like example watching TV or talking to someone? What was the mood did you have when you were eating? Bring your food diary wherever you go and always write down anything that you eat or drink. A little thing like a small candy, some soda, some pretzels or a piece of donut may not seem much at one day, but keep eating them for a week and they will add up into a lot of extra calories. Do not wait until the end of the day to write things into your food diary. Write it down before you eat your meal so you can inspect the food and not miss any small details. Be specific and always add in the extra. An extra butter slice on your toast should be written down, and do not generalize your food. For example, saying vegetables for the broccoli you ate. Why do you need this food diary? It is so you can keep track of the calories intake you have per day. Sometimes people on diet do not know why they are not losing weight. A food diary will let you know what the main cause is for you not losing enough weight. Also, you would be able to count the estimated total calories you have per day, and you can decide on how to adjust your diet even more. You can also decide when you can treat yourself to the cake you crave. If it has been a week since you last ate it, then go ahead and eat it guilt-free. When you look back to your food diary after a few months, you will notice how much your food preference changed. This is to tell you that you are improving with your diet, and what seemed impossible then feels so easy now. Another reason is to boost your own self-control. You would be able to control what you eat and not let yourself to lose to that cake cravings.